We are coming up on 7:40 at News Talk 1400 DWS. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and Dr. Brent McBride joins us with the Child Development Lab at the University of Illinois. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up here.
Okay, on November 9th, we're going to be having the Child Development Laboratory 75th Anniversary Lecture. We have Dr. Kathleen Gallagher from the University of Nebraska coming to town to do a talk over at the Knight Auditorium at Spurlock Museum called Transformative Early Care and Education, What Does It Mean and Why Does It Matter? It's a talk that's open to the public, starts at 7:30 p.m. The goal is to highlight the important kinds of work that goes on at the Child Development Laboratory and how we provide a knowledge base to inform the early childhood community.
Obviously, I don't remember much about my time there in the early 70s as a child development graduate, but since that time, are the principles still the same, play-based learning, or has there been some kind of evolution?
No, it's still a very heavily play-based approach to early care and education. We base our programming on the children that we have enrolled, so we don't say on the third week of September we're doing this with all three-year-olds. We based our programming on what the children are showing their interest at and where they are developmentally.
Your facility has become so popular among parents that there's talk that people have to get an edge up. You have to play up, demographically or at the amount of people that apply, you can't take everyone. How do you decide who gets into your program?
Basically, we break it down. All applications are put into different categories based on the parent demographics. So about 25% of our children are children of university faculty, 25% are children of university support staff, 25% are university students, both graduate and undergraduate, who have young children, and the last fourth come from the community, and the families have no formal tie to the university other than the fact that their child goes to the Child Development Lab.
And so you take the applications. Is the process, when I was going there, my parents didn't have to trot me in and have me say the right things?
No,
do you do that now or no?
No, we take children whatever they're presenting developmentally.
Okay, how do you credit the fact that you've been going strong for 75 years and you're still such a coveted institution?
Well, I think two things contribute to that. One, we do provide high-quality early care and education. We're accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, which means we go well beyond what DCFS licensing criteria suggests we have to. So the kinds of services that the children are receiving and their families are benefiting from, it's a quality program. But that's not the only reason we exist on U of I's campus. We're there to support teaching, research, and outreach and engagement activities. And we are very integrated into the teaching and research that's occurring on our campus for students and faculty and staff all across the campus.
So I noticed that in one of the tabs on your website that there is a big research component.
Yes.
And is it for graduate students and the university to study and write programs on, or just do some research on how future teachers can teach better, or how does this work?
The research that goes through our program come from all different kinds of disciplines, all different topics, all different research paradigms, the methods that we use to study the children. So some of it is education focused. A lot of it's not education focused. We've had advertising professors doing research with us. We've had engineering students, graduate students from the nursing program doing research with us. So again, it comes from all over.
If you are a student there, if you have a student there, is it expected that you will participate in some studies in order to help the university?
Sure. We encourage families to participate, allow their children to participate in study, but we don't require it. All families have the right to say, no, not on this project. But most of the data collection that occurs, about half of the research that goes on is strictly observation, so it doesn't really involve contact interacting within the classroom with the children. The other half does involve one-on-one contact for data collection, but usually it's protocols that's very intriguing and exciting for the children to participate in.
Is it a full day or are there half-day programs?
Full day. Yeah, we serve 160 children ages 6 weeks all the way up until they transition to kindergarten in 12 full-day classrooms. We have 44 staff members, administrative team of three other co-administrators, so it's a busy place.
Now, 6 weeks. Boy, what in the world do you do with a child of that age?
As far as research?
Yeah.
Everything from looking, well, we've had studies looking at responsive feeding practices of child care providers in that kind of context. That's an important topic. Looking at emotional self-regulation, executive functioning, how they navigate the environment that they're being exposed to. So lots of topics.
You're housed in several locations for infant and toddlers and some of the two-year-old classrooms, mm-hmm. but then two-year-old up to preschool are in different places. Tell us, for those of us that aren't familiar with your physical location, sure. Where are you?
We are located at 1005 West Nevada Street in Urbana and 1105 West Nevada Street in Urbana. Right in between the two buildings is the Institute for Government and Policy Affairs, or Public Affairs, IGPA. We start our babies in the early child development lab, which is 1005 West Nevada. They stay with us through their two-year-old experience, and then as they go into the preschool years, they transition to the CDL building at 1105.
Obviously, I don't remember where I was dropped off. Was it the same in 1974?
Yes, it is. There's a in the 1105 West Nevada location, there's a circle drive right in front of it. We have pictures from when that building was opened up back in the 50s, the old Woody station wagons and so on, kids being dropped off. For the ECDL, the 1005 location, it's in a parking lot off of Lincoln Avenue.
So there's probably a photo of you somewhere.
If we dig into archives.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't look much different. Still, the hair is just as big. But, okay, so Child Development Lab is doing the 75th anniversary series, this lecture coming up Thursday, November 9th at 7:30 at Spurlock, free and open to the public. What other events are you doing to commemorate 75 years?
We're going to be hosting open houses for alumni of the university in the spring. We're going to be having another open house in the spring for the academic community, researchers, instructors who use our programs to come back or to come and explore what things they could do moving forward.
Is it a for-profit or not-profit?
No, it's non-profit. We're part of the university. We have to make ends meet as best we can.
Have you been affected by the Illinois budget situation?
I would say yes and no. But again, we are frugal stewards of the resources that come our way. And because we have such a huge impact on so many students and so many faculty, we do have a lot of support both at the department, the college, and the campus level.
So you have private donors as well, and corporate and foundation donors?
Some. We try to encourage that.
It's a tuition-based program,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Tuition right. Only pays about 75 to 80% of our operating cost. The rest of it comes from university resources.
If somebody wants to apply for their child, their grandchild, mm-hmm. What's the process? When do you do it? How do you do it?
Yeah, the process is you just go onto our website at cdl.illinois.edu. There's a link for parents that they can follow. They can see what the enrollment process consists of. It's an online application. We start accepting applications for next year's school year, for the 18-19 school year. We'll start accepting those in January. We make an initial screen, the applications come May, and the assignments to classes, and then we start creating a waiting list. But once a child is in the program, we guarantee enrollment continuous until the families don't have that need. So if you start as a baby, you could theoretically stay with us 6 years until you transition to kindergarten. And this last enrollment cycle, in the 160 enrollment slots we had, this last enrollment cycle, we only had to fill 17 positions because of families moving or graduating and so on.
There's lots of retention. People
yes.
want to stay once they're in.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Bryn McBride with the Child Development Lab, Transformative Early Childhood Education, What It Means and What It Takes. That's coming up on Thursday the 9th at 7:30 in the Spurlock Museum. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have more coming up on DWS.